Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke if you, unless and until you know history. As always, we're going to the front lines of history in the making. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app, Apple, Google, from our website. Carry Devil Radio and your favorite shows with you 24/7 anywhere you go. A lot to talk about. We're going to jump right in, both in the Supreme Court and the Senate. The Supreme Court issued a decision yesterday, 9-0, with a lot of concurrences, which means that there's a lot of different points of view, but they all came to the same result. And that is, in college athletics, the NCAA cannot prohibit schools from offering some increased compensation to athletes, but in a very specific way. They said that the NCAA can't prohibit colleges, when they have an athlete on an athletic scholarship, from, for instance, paying for musical instruments, if they are a music major or they're taking a music course. Can't prohibit colleges from paying for scientific equipment, if they're in a lab, for instance, whether or not they are a major. They can't prohibit them from other educational payments like postgraduate school, internships, postgraduate scholarships, tutoring, study abroad, academic awards. It did not say that they can pay athletes. Did not say that they can pay athletes. But there is what we call dictum, D-I-C-T-U-M. In a Supreme Court case or any appellate court case, there is a holding and dictum. The holding is the core decision. In other words, up or down, reversed, sustained, that kind of thing. Affirmed. Dictum are just words where they talk about things, but it's not necessary to the result. There's a lot of dictum in this, especially from Justice Kavanaugh, that said, well, basically, he's signaling that they should be able to do anything they want. And he compared college athletes to employees. And he came up with a cutesy statement like, the NCAA's position is that they can't pay their employees because they can't pay their employees. And everybody thought that was terrific. It was not terrific. I do not like this decision, and I do not want to see athletes paid. Now, you can defend this particular narrow decision on the grounds that, okay, guy's taking a music course and he can't afford the instrument. Yeah, they should be able to rent it or buy it for him. You know, scientific equipment, yeah. I mean, he's in a lab, he has to have equipment, he's a poor guy, he can't afford it, I agree. Postgraduate scholarships, well, they give him an undergraduate scholarship. Tutoring, yeah, instead of this business where you have alumni tutoring them on the sly and all this, get it out in the open. Study abroad, yeah, why not? Why not? If other kids can do it, he can do it. And academic awards, yeah, if one of them gets an academic award, they should be able to win the academic award, no problem. Now, internships, that's basically going to be sinecures, probably no-show internships, where they work out all summer and they have to go in once a week and stick their nose somewhere and get paid. But that's in lieu of summer employment or vacation employment, you know, and if they're in training camps and if they are in, you know, early practice and all that kind of stuff. I get it. So on its face, if that's all this were about, it's not a big deal. But there are rumblings, and everybody, it seems, on the right and the left is thinking the NCAA is bad, and therefore these guys should be able to bargain the way, you know, for instance, let's say Patrick Mahomes is a freshman somewhere, or Zion or somebody like that playing basketball. And he wants $5 million. He wants $50 million. And his school is getting benefit out of it and they want to pay it. Why not let him? The answer is no, I don't want that to happen. And I'll tell you why I don't want it to happen. This is a bad, slippery road people are going down on. First of all, these are kids, and they wouldn't amount to beans if they didn't associate themselves with the brand of the university that they are attached to. For instance, the guy says, a quarterback in Michigan, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Alabama, Auburn, that's a big deal. That enhances his reputation. And you can say, well, the financial benefit of his fame is going to the university. Yeah, so what? These are all nonprofits. They're nonprofits. He should be glad that he's contributing to his alma mater. I contribute to my alma mater. They depend on contributions. This is his way of giving a contribution without having to give any cash directly, number one. Number two, I'd flip it around on him. If Wisconsin, Michigan, Notre Dame, Auburn, Duke, Alabama, Tennessee helped build the guy's rep, why not take a slice of his earnings going forward? They built the guy. That sounds crazy. Nobody's going to say anything about that. Well, you know something? Leave it alone. Leave it alone to the NCAA. It's been working really well. What happens is some of these guys go right to the pros without ever going to college. There was a basketball player, Manute Bol. I think even LeBron James. There are guys who just went right to the pros. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. But you know something? You're losing a dimension. You're losing a liberal education. You're losing a dimension of life. Go ahead if you want to do it. A lot of guys that play for Kentucky basketball, they go one and done. One and done. Put one in there. They sort of punch their card. Yeah, I was at Kentucky and I did this. And they go in. That's very, very foolish. So what? It's a long life. The average NBA player, the average NFL player doesn't last a ton of years. They really don't. They have a life after that. And many of them get cheated out of their money anyway. And to get educated is the primary objective, in my view. So this is not a good situation. Just these guys can go in and say, I'm going to attach myself to a premier brand, Wisconsin, Michigan, Notre Dame, Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, Duke, any of these things, and then think, okay, I'm going to milk that brand and get national attention, make a ton of dough, and bargain for when I'm still playing for these people. Remember, they can always leave, but as long as I'm still playing for these people, milking their brand, and I get all this money, and, you know, the quarterback's getting $20 million, and the guy that's opening the holes from on the line is getting squat, that's not good. That's not good. They're teammates, they're kids. So you heard it from me. In itself, this decision wasn't terrible because all they did was authorize education-related payments. And you're already getting room and board. You're already getting room and board. And the board you're getting is pretty good, the steak table. You eat better than any of the other undergrads. And, you know, you're getting, you don't have to pay class fees and all that. So, you know, what's this about musical instruments? What's this about scientific instruments and all that? To me, that's trivial. Of course. Of course. How are they going to take the course if they don't have that stuff? How are they going to take the course? Tutoring? A lot of them get tutored. And they get tutored by volunteer students. And some get tutored on the sly by alumni. Let's put an end to that. Just do it. And if one of these guys wants to study abroad and other students are doing it, why not? Why not? And of course, an academic award, that's a no-brainer. Guy wins an academic award. Should win an academic award. Not many of them do, by the way, but the ones that do should be awarded it. An internship, fine. Other people get internships. Postgraduate scholarship, you know, they pay for them to be an MBA, fine. That's fine. If they're paying for an MBA, they're not going on to play professional ball right then anyway, obviously, and they really benefited the school. The bottom line, however, is I'm tired of people attacking the NCAA and these universities who are nonprofits and are scrambling around all the time. They scramble all the time for money and people stiff them all the time. And these guys go one and done, out they go, the hell with them, quite frankly, okay? Stay there for 4 years, get an education. When you open up your car dealership, you won't get cheated. the way a lot of them do right now. You learn something, stick around. And if you go one and done at Kentucky or somewhere, go ahead. People usually don't go one and done at Madison for good reason. They like the education. They like the education. But you want to, you know, flip it around. Okay, you milked Wisconsin, Michigan, Notre Dame, Auburn, Alabama, and Duke. You did. You milked them. Well, then they should get a slice of your compensation going forward. And nobody's saying that, of course. And I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is leave it alone. Leave it alone. This Supreme Court, I don't know how many of them played college ball anyway. They don't look like any of them did, quite frankly. Wizard White did. Wizard White, John F. Kennedy put him on, Justice White. He was quite an athlete. But the rest of these guys, they are sniffing around in territory they have no familiarity with. So that attack on the NCAA, I do not like. It was is an implication, but it is real. And there you have it. Keep things the way they are. No payments to athletes. This educational stuff is fine, but what the heck? What the heck? Okay, there's a lot more to talk about other than the NCAA. I'm going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.